This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
One of these days, this show should get out to Arizona. I've spent probably my fair share of time at spring training over the years, but happy to get out there one more time as a show since you've never been to spring training.
I've never. That's the one thing. I've been spoiled to go to a lot of cool things,
but not Super Bowls and
not spring training. Yeah.
You gotta go down there just for personal reasons. Like even if you're not even doing the media end. I was a little surprised yesterday when I saw the announcement from the Royals announcing that Ned Yost has returned to the Royals organization in an advisory role. Quote, my deep love for the Royals, for Kansas City, and the people there never left. So I just wanted to help because I know I can help, and I know what it takes to build a world championship club, and I think we're close. I think we're getting really close. So Ned was sitting on the farm, canning peaches or whatever, you know, surviving bee attacks or whatever.
Hanging
out on the deer stand, and he thought, this team's so close to a championship, I just want to be in the aura of it. I mean, this is a no-lose deal.
Yeah.
He's advising J.J. Piccolo, presumably on stuff that would be like, how did you handle developing a World Series caliber culture inside of your clubhouse at that time? They pay you six figures?
Yeah, not a bad gig.
You kick a few ideas around? I don't hate this at all. Obviously, Ned and I have a back-and-forth relationship probably over the years, but I'm glad to see Ned back with the organization. I don't know who wouldn't want this.
Right. Yeah, this is an obvious win, if you will, for both parties involved. I would still love to know if we got a true answer, like, who approached who?
Maybe we have JJ on next week and ask.
Was that something the Royals approached Ned and said, we really love your input back? Did Ned eventually just get bored? I don't know, right? But of course, it's a great asset. It's a great asset to have back around the ball club. And also, it's kind of, you know, it's interesting too. This year, they will be celebrating throughout the season the 2015 World Champions. They will have the 10-year reunion of that during this season. So he's back. He's back in that anyway. So that's kind of unique. I'll be curious how long, you know, is he on to this role too? You know, is this a 2-year thing? Is this something where we're still talking about him being part of this 5 years from now? I don't know, right? So there's some other questions, but it never hurts to have somebody that was part of your most or second most successful season ever in franchise history that started when this team, much like what we've seen recently, right, when you start to see them slowly progress and become competitive like they were last year and get back in the postseason, then they took the next jump and went to World Series. So it definitely doesn't hurt anything at all.
I just see it as kind of like a no lose thing. I wonder if this is
advisor and consultant, by the way. I still think anything in life is an incredible
gig.
If
someone's looking for a radio consultant,
great gig.
I'm your guy.
Show up once, you know, show up a couple times a year.
$20,000, I tell you how you do things wrong.
And then you get a leaf and there's no, you know, there's no repercussion or anything.
Call
it's great.
Every now and then you listen to a few things.
Yeah. Oh, being a consultant and advisor is like a dream gig. Dream gig.
Oh, it's pretty cush. I just, I view this as J.J. Piccolo looks at this team and he looks at the talent on this team and they're like, this team is good enough to just go on a run. We've got a superstar player, one of the better rotations in the American League on paper. It got us to the divisional round last year. How do we take momentum from a previous playoff year and make sure that it sticks? Make sure that, like, what, you know, like, what was the preparation like? What were the attitudes like? How did you manage, like, one side of the clubhouse versus the other versus losing streaks? How did, because, like, Ned's biggest strength probably in the entire time he managed was that when it got bleak, and it got bleak for Ned, as in, like, people were ready to fire his ass.
Yeah, all-star break.
All-star break. Done. The year, you know, like, they were ready in 14 to come after him. How did you keep it from unraveling when it felt like it was getting ready to unravel? How did you keep him from unraveling? Like, you know, like, how do you take advantage of Correa missing a grant? Whatever, right? But how did you keep it from unraveling, and how did you keep the team together? How did you let the leaders speak? Whatever, right? Yeah, pay him. Pay him to figure it out. What's the harm? Him kicking around spring training? George Brett's always there. And I saw the, I assume you saw the interview Gordon did on Hosmer's podcast, in which he said when he went to go sign his contract, he said he walks into the room and it's just a room and it's the contract. And it was just George Brett. He said, you need to sign this. He's like, yes, sir, Mr. Brett.
That's great.
You got it.
I do know that,
like,
they
having great players who had success around your organization is a good thing.
The last couple of years, too. Last year, they had James Shields was back at spring training. I know Matt Quatrero was on with Vern. What was that? Two Saturdays ago now, I guess, at this point. Or was that last Saturday? I don't know. Maybe it was last Saturday. The day
I think
it was this past Saturday. Yeah, the day before the Super Bowl, I think. Or something. I don't know. But anyway, he was on with Vern at Royals Rally, whatever that Saturday was. And Q mentioned how they plan on bringing back more guys for spring training this go around than even last year. And so, you know, they've had, I think, he said Joaquin Soria is expected to be there this year at spring training as well. They'll have them on different times, right? They're not going to be there the entire, one guy will be there for a couple days. Somebody else will be there for a couple days. But yeah, none of that hurts when you got a still a pretty young team.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.